Yesterday, Burnie Council announced a series of cutbacks. Here's Deputy Mayor Giovanna Simpson. Good morning, G.
Good morning, Darren. How are you? Lovely to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. And you know, when we talk, you're always so positive. That's what I love about you. Unfortunately, we've got bad news to talk about today. This would have been a pretty hard meeting for council, I'd reckon.
Yeah, absolutely, Darren. It was decisions that haven't been made lightly. And the bottom line is running at a massive loss, and council had to do something in order to get us back in the good seat. And I think it's one of those tragic things. And I love art. I love culture. So I'm looking forward to, using that $5 million grant that we got from the government to build the new hub to, to spending it on refurbishing the current Burnie Arts and Function Centre and getting our art gallery back and our museum all under one roof, Darren. So that's the outcome, which would be a really positive thing, but it just sounds really negative at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, okay. Well, as it stands at the moment, so the Arts and Function Centre closed, the museum and art gallery closed, yeah?
They will close on July 1, yes.
July 1, okay.
Yes.
Right, now, Makers Workshop, what's going on there?
So, Makers Workshop, that's run by UTAS, as you know, Darren. So, visitor information centres, while they're still, quite popular to a degree, it's not that popular here. A lot of people, of course, go to the internet or they use Google or things like that. We're not getting the cruise ships in anymore, so that's put a really big dampener on things as well. But we are looking at, we have applied for some funding to get a movable visitor information centre, so that's quite exciting as well. So amongst all the negatives, there's lots of positives coming through as well, Darren.
Right. Now, at that Makers Workshop area, as you said, run by UTAS, that little coffee shop, that's private business, that's still going, is it, or...?
As far as I know, yeah. And it's a beautiful coffee shop as well. It's a fantastic spot.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's doom and gloom down, but I don't think that it is. Now, as I said, I'm a big lover of the arts. And if it meant that we completely closed an art gallery, I wouldn't be standing for it. But we are going to get something amazing in the one hub, in that cultural hub that will house the museum and the art gallery. And it's like almost like a one-stop shop, I guess. Because you're looking at running three different entities and you're running at a loss because you put them all together. It's going to really benefit the city, and I really hope that people can see the positive in that. Because, as I said, I love the arts, and I'm all for it, and hopefully we'll get something truly amazing with it.
Okay. Why did council decide to pull out of the Cradle Coast Authority?
Look, Darren, I think it's just... it's a wonderful entity, but we're just not getting bang for buck, I suppose, is the word. I mean, we're paying ratepayers' money to be in the Cradle Coast Authority. They're an incredible entity, as I said, and we've been loving working with them. But I just think that we can, save that money. It's just a way of cost-cutting. But also, I think we can do that work ourselves.
All right. So you think that's hopefully a short-term measure or...?
Yeah, who knows? It's just, one of those things. At the moment, we've got to cut back on costs, and this is the way we do it. And Darren, this has been issues, that haven't just arrived over the last couple of years. It's been an ongoing thing, just running at a loss on all these things. So, it's just a way that we can cost cut and save, rate rises. Because when you look at it, we might have to put the rates up by 5% if we didn't do this cost cutting, and I certainly don't want to pay 5% more in my rate.
So will there be any rate increase, do you think, at this stage?
There'll be a small rate increase, but it won't be very much. We're talking probably, on an average, maybe 70 cents a week per ratepayer. It's nothing major, but we'll look at that into the future. But at the moment, we thought, we have to do this. And I think, you need to be positive about it, and that's what I'd ask people to do, because we are going to get something amazing. And I think the Arts and Function Centre at the moment really needs an upgrade inside, and this is really going to help. And hopefully, we'll have a Burnie's answer to the Paranapple Centre.
Well, yeah.
Not to a degree, but not the same list, but, something amazing for people to come to.
I guess it's a case of a bit of short-term pain for long-term gain.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. It's short-term, you've hit the nail on the head there, Darren. And there's been a lot of, Elphinstone did redundancies, last year, and a lot of people have suffered over the COVID, and we have too. Council's no different. So it's just one of those things. We've got to cut some things out. We'll bring them back, but we've got to get us back you know, to where, you know, we can run at a profit rather than a loss. And that's just the bottom line in any business.
Do you have a basic estimate on how many jobs will have to go, do you think?
Not 100% sure. I mean, a lot of those jobs are casual, but, I mean, you know, you're probably talking 16 or something like that. But not all full-time employees. So, but it's just one of those things, Darren, isn't it? It's happening everywhere, unfortunately. But what can you do? It's all part of the pandemic and what's been happening over the last few years, I guess. And also, too, Darren, not getting the cruise ships in has made a big difference to our town, to our city. There's a lot of people that are not going to the museum or the art gallery and things like that, so it does make a big difference to us. There's no doubt about that.
Now, you mentioned the pandemic there. So that's had an effect on rates, obviously, because councils everywhere had to subsidise rates over the last 18 months or so. Yeah. So you've taken a hit there.
And in parking as well. We've the first hour free. So that's obviously a big loss as well. So we've had to cut these things back, for the pandemic. And it's just, as it is, I know it's hard for people to see and to read the paper and go, what's Bernie doing, you know? They're shutting all this stuff, but it's actually for the better good for our city. And I'm really positive about that because I think we're going to get something completely amazing out of it. So we've just got to weather the storm and just excited for what's going to come out of it.
Finally, Bernie Shines. Now, Council's a huge supporter of that, and do you expect that to happen again in October?
Oh, look, I think it will. The events will just be run, out of Council. I mean, I'm a very big Bernie Shines person. I have a lot of events that run in October, and I've got two or three this year as well, a lot of charity events. So it'll still run to some degree, but it'll just be run, by actual qualified events people, I guess. And we do an amazing job with Bernie Shines, and we always have. And I think, whatever it may be called or whatever, will just be bigger and better, I think. And as I said, we're still going to run events in October, so it'll still be shining on my behalf.
Thanks for taking our call. Appreciate it. No, it's not easy to talk when, you've got bad news to tell everyone.
No, and look, it's not, Darren, but, I think, as you said earlier, I'm always quite positive, and I'm quite positive about this. While I know it's hard with the art gallery and things like that, and I love the art gallery, I go to every exhibition, but I know that we are going to get something even better than what we have now. So it's just a matter of holding on and being positive and looking forward to the future.
Thanks for having a yarn this morning. Appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Karen.